Because we got a band that showed up here tonight and a band that we've enjoyed in the past many times in the studio. And we have Mark Gartman and Tig Alexi in studio. They're from Duluth. And Tig and his brother, Ilya, was your brother's? Excuse me, I better get your mic up so that you can talk.
He can talk even without the mic.
There you go.
Ian, that's Ian's right. My brother's name.
Yes, have been in the studio before. Hobo and let me see.
The Hobo nephews of Uncle Frank.
That's it, exactly. Which
that's right.
We had a lot of fun with initially when we heard it. Because it's a little more unusual than a lot of names out there. But we want to thank you for coming back. And for what you were telling me off air is that your brother's moving to Wisconsin. It'll be a little more complicated.
No, it's not so complicated.
It's not going to be
complicated. We're the hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. You know, okay. It's not supposed to be.
You're on the move.
It's not supposed to be, you know, easy, stationary, predictable, anything like that.
Gotcha. And Mark, how long you can use that red mic if you like? Have you been playing with these guys,
Teague and Ian?
Yeah,
that's a good question. I don't know. Do you have an answer for that?
Mm. It's.
And we don't have to
ages.
Have it. Yeah, ages.
I don't know.
Okay,
let's say 8 years. How about that?
Mm. That long?
Not that long? Okay, 5 years? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But you play separately as well? You have other bands that you play with?
We have our individual lives.
Yes.
Hobo lives.
Individual hobo lives.
Yeah,
yes.
How can we never have Uncle Frank in here?
Uncle Frank? No, no.
He wasn't a hobo.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's not happening.
Okay. Well, we got that cleared up
and
anyway.
And the hobo part of your background features in your gigs that are coming up here. Now you're on the road after tonight. You're playing at the tavern.
Yeah. Yeah. Really
tavern.
Happy to be up here. This was really last minute. I'm really glad that Mark could come up. And we're excited to spend the day up here in the North Shore. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going on the road with my brother Ian, hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. We're calling it the American Shuffle Tour because we have a new album called American Shuffle coming out in April on Chaperone Records, which also has Mark's Fever Dream records are also out on Chaperone. That album will be coming out in April. It's produced by Ryan Young, who's the fiddle player of Trampled by Turtles.
Oh, yes.
Another old friend of both mine and Mark's. Mm-hmm. We're excited. We're going on the road. We're heading west. We're taking Minnesota out to the Rocky Mountain, boys.
Yeah, should be exciting.
Excellent.
Yeah, well, when you say is it produced in Duluth then? Is that where?
No, we made it down at Ryan's studio just outside Minneapolis.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it must be exciting to have some music, new music out there. And
yeah.
That's part of the tour then, promote the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd like to hear a little music.
All right.
You guys
looks
ready?
Like they're ready.
Yeah.
All right. This is a little song of mine. This is called Do Right.
2, 3, 4. Walking on a tightrope, just do right. But from where you stand, you can smell the smoke. You consider giving up hope. Do right by me. Whatever will be, will be. Do right. Right by me, whatever will be, you do right. Don't you risk a young man's death, or even quicken your breath, do right. And take what you get without breaking a sweat. Look out from your doorstep and do right by me. Whatever will be, will be. Just do right. Just do right by me. Whatever will be, will be. Do right. Do right by me. In between the desperate and the should've known better, you do right. I got good friends with bad ideas and they're go-getters. They are trendsetters. You do right by me. Whatever will be, will be. Do right. Do right by me. Whatever will be, will be. Do right. I know you're out there walking on tightrope. Walking on tightrope.
All right. That was T. Galexi's song.
Galexi.
Do Right. He was on vocals and playing a guitar. And Mark Gartman was playing his banjo and chiming in with a falsetto chorus. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
Very,
it's beautiful.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Is that on the new album, Teague?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So it's all new music that you and Ian have on the new record?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we each split it up 50-50 like usual. Yeah, and we're going to put out the first single. It's a song called Everybody's Got a Baby But Me.
Okay.
And that's going to be out like next week or something. So okay. Hobonephews.com.
And that put out like a, they call it an EP, or is that?
The album is going to be a full-length album. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out on CD and vinyl. And but just next week, we're just putting out one song.
One song from the album? I see.
Yeah, just okay. A kind of sneak.
Yeah.
Sneak see, peek. You've got a Facebook page, too.
Yes, we do. Here,
so folks mm-hmm. can look it up, look them up on Facebook, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank.
Yeah, and we're going to be up here for the Duluthin Music Festival. Right when we get back from tour, we'll be up on Duluthin Mountain on Friday, March 20th, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank and Tired Eyes, which plays the music of Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Rich Mattson, Alan Sparhawker, in that band.
Yeah.
So that is going to be something.
Yeah.
Way up on top of the mountain up there.
Oh, really?
Yep. And there's a bunch of other great bands playing Duluthin. Also, including on Thursday night, Mark and I are part of a brand new project that's going to play the music of the Basement Tapes album, Bob Dylan and the band.
Oh.
So that's also going to be part of Duluthin up there.
Huh. Mark, you look surprised. Were you aware this was happening?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I think it's great, though. I'm on board, as I hope all you are as well. I hope you're as excited and surprised as I am.
You're playing, I got you on flugelhorn, man.
That's my favorite instrument.
Well, that's a night we better mark down on the calendar.
Tapes, yes.
Yeah, I hope that Mark does, too.
Yeah. What was that?
You keep a calendar.
When was that again? Thursday, March 19th.
Now, are you regularly a part of the Hobo Band, Mark, or is that just off and on?
I'm not in the band, but okay. if I'm not mistaken, I have played up at the Gunflint Town with the Homos, and I was a honorary member.
Oh. Honorary hobo?
If I'm remembering. You were allowed in.
Yeah, that's, I'm remembering.
You're not by blood a nephew, but no. They are.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, we still haven't figured that one out.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, though. I guess we don't need to know.
No. But Mark's part of our family. We have extended family of people who can seamlessly jump in with my brother and I on a, like, Mark, we need you. Boom. He's up there on banjo or whatever else. So it's good to have those guys. And
you weren't even intending to tell them about the basement tapes until...
It just came out.
Suddenly. Just by chance.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah.
It is an exclusive.
Yeah, right here.
Do you guys know about Dilutzen? The festival?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you do. Okay.
Yeah, we're on to that.
Okay.
We usually have a band on that night before. It's a big event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... And it's a great time for Lutzen because, you know, they hold their snow well and get a big crowd down there, and it's great music.
That's really become quite the venue down in Lutzen for music.
All the time.
Why don't we try one of these? I'll show you one of these songs from the basement tapes
we're going to
do. Right here, we'll try it. It'll be an exclusive of,
right here
of
live.
An exclusive.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, this is called Yay. Bear with us here. This is called Yay Heavy in a Bottle of Bread. You guys know this song?
We're going to. Thanks.
Well, a comic book and me, just us, we called the bus. That poor little chauffeur, though, she was back in bed on a very next day with a nose full of pus and yay heavy in a bottle of bread. Yay heavy in a bottle of bread. Yay heavy in a bottle of bread. Well, it's a one-track town, just brown breeze too. Pack up the meat, sweet, we're heading out for Wichita on a pile of fruit. Get the loot, don't be slow, we're gonna catch a trout.
Get the loot, dump slow, don't catch trap. Get the loot, dump slow, don't catch trap.
Now pull that drum out from behind that bottle and bring me my pipe, we're gonna shake it. And slap that drummer with a pie that smells and take me down to California, baby.
Take me down to California, baby. Take me down to California, baby.
Yeah, the comic book and me, just us, we caught the bus. And that poor little chauffeur, though, she was back in bed on the very next day with nose full of pus. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread.
Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread.
Say Mark is ready for that gig.
Oh yeah, right. It didn't take him long to catch on.
Yeah,
that was fun.
We wrote it while we were playing it.
Oh yeah, that's what they call basement tapes, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
So it seemed to work.
Right.
Yeah. Tig, you mentioned that one of the players, is Trampled by Turtles player, is helping produce your record.
Yeah, Ryan Young is a fiddle player. Mm-hmm. In Trampled by Turtles. He also used to play in Pert Near Sandstone on fiddle, but really great all-around musician. So mm-hmm. the producer, Ryan, is a little, there's a little more to that than, you know, that the ripping violin player, Ryan. Like, it's, I was really kind of amazed. I kind of continually amazed by him because I love watching him rip on violin, you know what I mean? But then when you hang out with him in the studio, it's like, okay, he plays piano and mandolin and
he's got a lot of talents.
He plays guitar better than I do. And yeah. And, you know, and running running Pro Tools. And I mean, really, but he's played with us for so long, it really, going in the studio with him is just kind of like incorporating a third person in the band, and we all work, you know, easy together. So it was a lot of fun.
It sounds to me, and I've noticed this before when we talk about Duluth music, is that it's pretty tight. I mean, you guys are helping each other out. It's a great community of musicians down there. So that's the impression I get.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe someday I'll change. We should start some trouble. Everyone's too nice. Well, yeah, down there.
I think so. But I also
it's Minnesota,
think,
you know. So.
I think there also is a healthy amount of competition too, which I think is good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
competition.
Competition
is healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. No question. Not aggressive, you know, not like mean spirited, but like, oh yeah, kind of one up at it, you know. And I think it keeps the quality up. It's like, you think that's good?
Yeah.
It is good, but I'm gonna do better.
Try this.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Well, there's only so many venues, so I mean, you do have to pay attention.
Yeah, there are so many. Yes.
If you want the next gig.
Yeah, there are a lot of venues up here too, though. I mean, my gosh, and there's that same friendly competition here.
People joining the other band when they need help, and you know that happens a lot right here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good mixture of musicians, so works out. And we love it when you guys come up to join the crowd here.
Well, yes. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, thank, I guess, Jeff down at...
That's true, you know, too, yes.
At the Tavern for bringing folks up all these years that
you've
been doing
Jeff.
That.
Yeah. GunFlintTavern.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Everybody knows. I have no idea. We just say the Tavern.
That's all you got to say, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's great people up here in Grand Marais, I should say. Well, I have the airwaves. I've always had a great time. Mm-hmm. Coming up here, and everyone's always been really nice to us, and always hear, you know, I like stories, you know, and I seem to always hear a good story or two when I come up to Grand Marais. So so please, if y'all have some good stories,
we might
them.
Not be able to share them here.
But late, this is radio stories and this late night campfire stories.
Yeah,
there
you go.
But yeah, I really like coming up here, and it's an original place, you know, mm-hmm. for sure, you know. So yeah.
Well, I think you can sense that the folks up here really like it when you make your way up here and and present that little alternative to the music scene that we have here too.
From the basement.
From the basement.
Yeah.
From the basement tapes to the heights.
Exactly. You work with your brother. It sounds like you split the songs on this new album.
Yeah,
and that sounds like that's kind of the routine. Do you have as musicians? Do you have other jobs that you kind of have to grab out there to keep afloat, or are you able to keep busy? And
yeah, sometimes, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to, like, you know, to put in a day's work once in a while. You know, still can do that. But yeah, mostly playing music these days
and
traveling around and you know, just making it work. Mm-hmm.
It's I brought that up because it's not easy, you know, in that occupation to.
Yeah, well, it wasn't supposed to be. It's kind of how I always think, you know, like what.
That's why you grabbed it.
You know, like, or just like, you know, I mean, it's not supposed to be easy. No. Or you know, what, you know, and I always think, you know, as you know, if trying to be an artist, it's like you have to everything about it, you have to kind of embrace and take it in on the artist side and use it, you know, your travels and your hardships and mm-hmm. how all that plays out and like wears on you, but that's the event, that's kind of the
all
weird
of the
thing, you know, because then it becomes it puts you in a better position to be a writer than if you're sitting home comfortably the whole time. You're not experiencing these the feeling, how it feels like to really be tired, you know, like be tired after traveling for 3 weeks or something, you know, how mentally tired you are.
You've got
you
it know, figured out. Like it sounds like you've got the right attitude and the right take on the whole, on the artist scene.
Right on. Well, you know, I should mention my folk tales book. That I have.
Yes. Gonna ask you about
if I may, if
exactly.
I may.
Yeah.
I wrote a little book, and I'm I just have a handful of them left. I have some that I'll have tonight down at Gunflint. And I'm working on a new version of it and kind of getting into writing folktales here.
Tell us a little bit about it.
This one is called How Lefty Stepanovich Turned Water into Wine.
Yeah.
And it's a... can I see that book for a second?
Sure can.
He must have forgotten, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's illustrated.
We're both learning.
Beautiful illustrations.
What is this called again? Mine is the machine, exclaimed Mr. Borkenzanker's sneer. That will be the first to quench our thirst with fortune and good cheer. So with plans in his hands and a pep in his step, he worked 40 days and 40 nights with hardly time for rest. And the whole town gathered round with excitement in their eyes. Folks came from as far as Kanzabar and as wide as just outside Fort Telai lies. I will now provide proof and put to practice my pleasure-producing prototype. And the people were pleased as it pitter-pattered, popped, purred, and pumped water through the pipes. And poured a port like potion so red a man screamed.
Oh, no.
It must be fabulous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I failed.
You forgot to give Mark a copy of that.
I should have passed it over. Anyway, that's an excerpt of that's how Lefty Stepanovich turned water into wine.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a rhyming folktale, not necessarily for kids or adults, but just kind of like for people with, you know, like fun imagination, storytelling and it's meant to have different characters read the different parts and have fun and such. So,
and there's an audio version available too, right?
There is, although it's not available.
Okay.
It's available, but it's not.
It will be,
Yeah, maybe. It will be. Okay. It will be, but yeah, it's coming. But
I got the feeling, Dick, that Teague would be a great guy to sit down and have a beer with.
I think so.
Yeah.
Once I get a beer in me, I'm a whole different person.
Oh, okay, we'll leave that part out then. Hey, I bet you got another tune for us.
Yeah, we're going to do a Hobo Nephew song here. This is called When We Were Smoking. One, two, three, four.
This old beaten down road, I wouldn't trade for solid gold, old car. A desperate man with the control, chasing a long lost soul, old car. Been spinning wheel, rolling hills, burning rubber, blowing steam, back and forth, up and down, great highways of the Queen when we were smoking. I missed a couple of exits, back and forth through Texas, never bothered me none. And I banged a steel wheel for good rock and roll, and every stupid thing that I ever done. And I passed a couple speed traps with my pedal to the floor, and I'm not allowed driving Illinois anymore. When we were smoking, yeah. Through good and bad decisions, behind those headlights always felt like home. And if you want to know the truth, well, I drive a little faster when we're all alone. And that late night, we went to spin out of control and laid softly to rest down by the side of the road. We were smoking. It's rush hour. Take a cleave across town, nothing but the back streets. And you may think that I'm crazy, but I slept like a baby many a night in the back seat. And I've taken new and old friends for long and short drives on the 61, the 101, and the I-95. We were smoking.
Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank tune.
I like that
we
one.
We were smoking.
That was pretty cool.
Who wrote that one? You or Ian?
That's I wrote that one.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that one. Well, you guys are going to be down to the tavern tonight. What time are you going to start?
That's a great question.
Whenever you show up? Or
you should have been prepared for that one.
Well, do you know the answer to when music starts?
8:30. Yeah, 8:30 usually. Yeah. And it goes to whenever.
We knew the answer. I mean, yeah,
good.
We
now
still
I know.
Have to ask the questions.
So cool. you got time to go down and have some food. Bite to eat and mm-hmm. yeah, kind of.
They still got that big Asian bowl.
They do have the Asian bowl. Yeah. Yeah. Usually I go for the because I'm Scandinavian.
Yeah.
I go for the fisherman's stew because it's not quite as spicy.
Exotic.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But they're both great. And then in March, actually, you're going to be gone until March 20th when Hobo Nephews are going to be up at Lutzen.
Yeah.
And you're going to be multiple nights, including, I think you two, you mentioned on a Thursday night.
Yes.
And then, of course.
Thursday, March 21st. Bob Dylan's The Basement Tapes Live.
All right. And then the Hobo
it's
Nephews.
It's March 19th, but it's cool.
March 19th,
what did I say?
Yeah,
well, write it down and, you know. Maybe you'll save the piece of paper.
I'll tell you what, you can always remember by, you can just tune in to you can get a podcast of this that we're on right now, and you can get the date.
Okay.
Yeah, if you forget, you know, that would work. Either Lutzen will let you know.
Yeah.
Right.
One or the other.
Where are you?
No.
I'm at home.
Well, we've been having a lot of fun having you guys on the air. Do you want to do one more tune? I think we have time.
Do we?
Whatever you
if
like
you guys
to do.
Have time. Sounds like you got till 8:30.
Yeah, what about, time do you have to get there?
Surprise you with
about,
that one? Or?
How about we do 5?
Can we take requests from listeners?
Sure. Were you listening?
Yeah.
I did. I'm sorry. I surprised you, Teague, with that request.
Yeah, all his stuff put away. And
yeah, man.
So he's back.
5 foot.
Right times
now.
Is tough.
B or B flat or something? B flat, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always, you know, what is
Teague,
this?
Teague, Alexi, and Mark Gartman in the studio here tonight.
Warming up for the tavern tonight.
Well, I got this gentleman's sport coat from that high-class baby of mine, that baby of mine, that high-class baby of mine. She's about 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9. You may see her walking by, but you can never catch her eye. That baby of mine, sweet baby of mine. She's about 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9. And even when she get temperamental, my 65 Lincoln Continental, I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna slow down. Six nickel and seven, she like nine nickel and ten. I tell you again, I tell you for the third time. She about 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9. got this gentleman top hat from that tall world, baby of mine, baby of mine, that tall old baby of mine. You may see her walking by, but you can never catch her eye. That baby of mine, that sweet baby of mine. She's about 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9. She's about 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9.
All right, that was T. Galexie.
And Mark Gartman. And they're going to be down the tavern about 8:30 playing tunes. They'll be down there eating prior to that. But we want to thank you guys for taking the time to come up a little early and join us.
You'll recognize him. Teague will be wearing his harmonica around his neck because he can't get it off right now.
Well, doesn't need to yet. But hey, we really appreciate you guys joining us and look forward to hearing you down at the tavern tonight and then again in March when you're up at Lutzen, March 19th, 20th, 21st. So thanks a lot, and we'll check in with you next time you're in town.